From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Bipartisan group of six U.S. senators has announced they have an agreement in principle on an immigration deal that would address the fate of more than 800,000 immigrants who came to the U.S. illegally as children. Since last September, when President Trump ended the so-called DACA program, congressional Republicans have maintained the program should be part of a broader immigration bill, opening the door to a wide range of issues, including President Trump's wish to build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. President Trump has aimed new criticisms regarding his investigation into his 26 campaign, suggesting a U.S. intelligence authorization bill was used to badly surveil and abuse his election operations. Mr. Trump has offered no evidence of eavesdropping, but he said the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act may have been used along with the help of the discredited and phony dossier compiled by operatives paid by the Democratic challenger Hillary Clinton to collect information about the Trump campaign and its links to Russia. Numerous media outlets reporting President Trump will increase sanctions on Iran in the coming hours, while again stopping short of reimposing sanctions intended to push the Tehran regime to give up nuclear weapons research. Here is U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
I am expecting new sanctions on Iran. We continue to look at them. We've rolled them out, and I think it's you can expect there will be more sanctions coming.
Meantime, by law, the White House must verify within 90 days the 2015 agreement between Iran and other countries regarding its nuclear program. That certification deadline is today. U.S. Department of Justice has assembled a team of leading prosecutors to investigate the finances and drug trafficking activities of the Iranian-backed Hezbollah terrorist organization. This comes as the Trump administration ratchets up its rhetoric against Iran, accusing it of supporting terrorist organizations such as Hezbollah and fomenting instability in the Middle East. Sporadic protests continued across parts of Tunisia as the government's security forces are trying to put a stop to scattered violence that has hit a number of regions. Edward Uranian is following that story.
Tunisian government security forces used tear gas to quell violence across the country amid scattered protests that erupted last week following price increases imposed by the government. The Interior Ministry reported that several hundred people were arrested during the past 24 hours. Prime Minister Youssef Chahed, visiting a region hit by violence, told journalists irresponsible politicians were trying to stir up trouble and provoke a wave of vandalism. He says encouraging social unrest, violence, and pillage by bringing young people out into the streets who then get arrested is not in anyone's interest. He claims it only benefits the corrupt and those who want to weaken the state. He says the government is standing firm, along with the army and security forces, in protecting the country. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Dozens of Yazidi children who have been rescued from Islamic State fighters in Iraq and Syria are now receiving counseling to cope with and recover from the trauma they experienced during their years in captivity. The children were smuggled out of IS-controlled territories in recent months. Britain has refused a request by Ecuador and WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to be given diplomatic status. VOA Steve Barragona reporting.
Assange has been holed up for more than 5 years in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he was granted asylum in 2012 to avoid extradition to Sweden over rape allegations. A British spokesman said that London was not in talks with Ecuador on this matter, and that the way to resolve this issue was for Julian Assange to leave the embassy to face justice. Steve Barragona, VOA News.
Hungry mobs ransacked a food collection center in a supermarket in Venezuela's western state of Mérida. 4 years of recession and the world's highest inflation have plunged millions of Venezuelans into poverty. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.